Well, there you are. Mm-hmm. The White House has confirmed that a single pool photographer will be taking pictures of President Obama during future key addresses and will then make those photos available to all news services. One lens on the press. That is a change in result to the... Well, there was criticism that the White House received when Mr. Obama reenacted the walkout and beginning of his speech to announce the death of Osama bin Laden. And Politico says that all the news photo folks have agreed with this. This, you know, they'll do this, all right? They agreed with it last week before they announced it. Now, it's very interesting because this is something that has been done for a long, long time. And if you saw, for instance, what was the King's speech?
Right.
Okay. If you saw where he made the address and then you saw the publicity photograph afterwards, two different places.
Yeah.
And, in fact, President Truman started that a long time ago. But those were static shots. They weren't the actual coming up to the podium or anything. So that's where it's maybe slightly different. But now there will be one pool photographer to take those pictures. Yeah, see how that works out for us. So all those House of Representatives Republicans went tramping up to the Hill yesterday.
Yeah, I saw them on their little outing.
That's why Bill Flores couldn't be with us, and he was part of that group. John Boehner standing there saying, "This is the moment. Now is the time to deal with it." Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's watch them really deal with it, okay? Will they really deal with it?
Well, the stock market dealt with it yesterday.
Yeah, they did. What, down about 2%?
Yeah, almost 300 points.
Yeah, people a little concerned about that.
A little skittish.
Well, this is now, here's something that's come out that we've talked about a lot of times. There's a guy named Nate Silver who wrote a piece about the controversy surrounding Paul Ryan's revamp of the Medicare system.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story that Nate Silver wrote, he says it's a very delicate thing because the way that you word certain questions in a poll can make vast differences. And we've known this, and I appreciate that he wants to put this out in public, but, I mean, they did actually quantify what we're talking about. A recent poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that double-digit percentages of those both opposed to and in favor of the Ryan plan ended up completely changing their opinion on that issue depending on how those questions were worded. Support for Ryan's plan fell by 42% when Kaiser used arguments that largely reflect what the Democrats use as their talking points. So again, how deep do you understand it? And it's a complex situation, obviously. I don't know that there's I think we've talked about how there are certain aspects of the plan that make you feel good. There are others that don't make you feel good, and I think that's probably what gets pointed up by this. But again, the way the questions are worded make all the difference in the world.
I don't really know how complicated it is.
Well, it depends on the life situation of people as to what's most important in Medicare to them. And I don't know what these questions are, and I don't know how they're couched. But what we've talked about many times is methodology of any of these polls, whether it's CBS, New York Times, or any of these others. And again, this one, and I don't know where the piece is. I haven't clicked on the link, but Nate Silver has written about that today. So if you care about that.
Well, the direction I'm coming at it from is, okay, in your home, let's say you have $5,000 a month, and that is the income that you have coming in.
Okay.
And from that $5,000, you have to meet all of your financial obligations. If you go and overextend yourself, you can't meet all of your financial obligations. Therefore, you can't have everything you want. It's as simple as that.
Well, but
you want your free government paid for health care? Sorry. You can't have it because the money's not there. Mm-hmm. You want your $11 billion fighter jets? Sorry, you can't have it because the money's not there. You know what? Everybody on every end of the political spectrum and all points in between needs to suck it up and get over themselves.
Well, but our birthright is Americans.
Well, I understand. That's right. But you know what? Obviously, common sense flew the coop a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because between entitlements, you know, because you've got the Republicans on the right clamoring for, you know, defense and terror and things like that, and they're going to scare the living hell out of people to the point that's going to justify, as Bortz would say, you cannot have liberty and security.
Right.
You cannot have both. Pick one. So you're going to scare the living daylights out of people doing that. And then on the other end, you're going to scare the living daylights out of the elderly, convinced that they're going to have to eat cat food to be able to afford their medication.
Well, and the commercial of the guy who looks like Paul Ryan wheeling grandma off the cliff. I mean, yeah, they have taken it. And sure, because fear, obviously, is one of the strongest emotions, and
well,
they drive it with that.
Churchill cautioned against this because he said what happens when you have to pander, you know, in to paraphrase him, what happens when you have to pander, it results in constant electioneering, is that was the phrase that he used, and this is the situation that we're in. It has reduced us to constant electioneering. That's what goes on in Congress all the time, because you've got 435 of them that are in constant campaign mode.
Got to posture. You bet. Have to posture.
Excuse me. I said 435. 435 and a third of the body that's across the building.
Across the way. Mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee having second thoughts about running for president. He was at the Clinton School of Public Service. He knows where that is. He knows how to get there.
Yeah.
After his address, he told reporters, quote, "Everything is still open. I haven't closed doors because I found long ago that it's not a smart thing to do." But he quickly said he's not even thinking about changing his mind right now.
But he hadn't closed the door.
Right now, the Republican presidential field is an aquarium. Aquarium is filled with piranha. And over the course of the next 6 months, we're going to see how many drops of blood get dropped into the water. And you mark my words, okay? I said in 2008, before Obama ever got elected, that regardless of who got elected, this was going to be a reset presidency. It would be one term. But if the Republicans somehow managed to mess this up,
again,
you mark my words, I got three more words. I got three words for you. Four more years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've discussed here before, the Republicans would default to the old guy at the front of the line.
The guy,
because it was his turn.
It's his turn, right.
Now, are they trying to reinvent themselves to try to catch that lightning in a bottle that the Democrats apparently were able to do and feel that the change was here and now was the time? And so they're casting about trying to find that standard bearer who will be their lightning in a bottle. And as you say, as happens so often, it's the 11th commandment, the Ronald Reagan "One Republican thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican," just isn't there right now.
I'm not sure they have a person right now, though, that you'd consider, you know, as
a superstar.
It's their turn.
That either.
Yeah, right. Right.
They've got
right
a lot now of middle of the roads. There's not one extreme to the other.
She's from Alaska.
Well, I
deliver me.
And that's the problem with the Republicans is, you know, they're in trouble when there is so much media airtime being given to the notion that Sarah Palin or Michelle Bachmann could be the next president of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a gender comment at all, but we're talking about people that have the ability or have the qualifications to be president.
Okay, well, excuse me. Who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Well, that's what you said. They're looking for their lightning in a bottle, but we see how far lightning in a bottle has gotten us.
Yeah. Of the two who ran last time, Mr. Obama and Mr. McCain.
Uh-huh.
Mr. McCain was clearly probably the more qualified to be president, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, he was 70 billion years old, and he, you know, put somebody that nobody knew as his running mate. So.
Yeah. Well, then
so
again,
he managed to mess that up.
Then again, when a guy who is probably as qualified as anybody, 41, can't get reelected.
Well, yeah.
You know, it just shows you the world we live in.
Well, that's because of that squeaky wheel from Dallas that jumped in.
Yeah, he did. The Anchorage News, by the way, says that there are going to be 24,000 pages of Sarah Palin's emails that are going to be released from when she was governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might keep her from running for president.
2004, don't think she is anyway, but 2,415 pages. It's going to cost $725 just to have it shipped to you from Alaska, so if you want to buy it. But some media outlets obviously will be buying those, and so I wonder if Sarah's going to be poring over that in her bus as she wanders around up in the Northeast or across America.
Was it Colbert said Sarah Palin on her bus tour has proven something that has never happened before, that after spending 4 days on a bus, she looks nothing like someone who has spent four days on a bus.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? they got the makeup thing going in the back.
Oh, man.
And, that's,
you know,
it.
Yeah, they spend the last 200 miles just in makeup.
Yeah,
you know?
And actually, I'm going to move this to the next half hour because it's pretty important. I don't know if you saw some of the things that Senator Zaffirini had to say about the boards of regents of public universities.
We got one of those, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We'll talk about that next half hour.